How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And now we're going to check in live with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage from London. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hello, good morning.
And we want to get an update on Special Envoy Witkoff and how things are going with the negotiations with Russian President Putin on the war in Ukraine. So what is the latest?
Well, frankly, it's unclear where we are right now. What is obvious is that more than 5 hours of talks at the Kremlin yesterday ended without an agreement on any concessions being made by Russia. The talks, we're told, by one Russian official, were constructive, very useful and substantive. But that official says a lot of work lies ahead. We know that they talked about Ukrainian territorial concessions and the possibility of economic cooperation between Russia and the United States in the future. But the peace proposal, as it currently stands, has not been signed off on yet by Vladimir Putin, at least.
But Jonathan, right now, it seems like Ukraine has agreed to everything in the Trump proposal. Russia basically isn't giving up anything as far as we know, and yet they're the ones that haven't taken any step towards peace.
Yeah, we know the Ukrainians are engaging with this. There was this initial 28-point plan, which came as a result of meetings between American and Russian delegations. When the Ukrainians and their European allies saw that, they were pretty much horrified. They thought it was massively slanted towards Russia.
Yeah.
So that led to fevered conversations and diplomacy and negotiations. And then another document has been produced, and that was the one that was handed to the Russians yesterday. What the many Europeans feel is that Vladimir Putin is just pretending to be interested in peace, just stringing along the US and Ukraine because he feels he has the upper hand on the battlefield and no reason to compromise.
And as we are coming up on just a couple of months away from 4 years of this conflict, and you mentioned, Jonathan, is Putin just playing his mind games and playing his game according to his rules, and nothing anyone is saying is making an impact?
It would appear to be the case. Certainly, that is the impression that he is trying to give, that he feels that under no military pressure in order to make any kind of compromises. One Kremlin official today saying Russia is absolutely comfortable on the battlefield. Right now in Brussels, Belgium, there's a meeting taking place of NATO foreign ministers, one exception being Marco Rubio, who sent his deputy secretary of state. But these European foreign ministers coming together to say, for example, according to the UK's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper, Vladimir Putin should end the bluster and the bloodshed. The Mark Rutte, the NATO Secretary General, warning that Russia continues to test our deterrence and that we face real and lasting dangers.
Jonathan, there's a story out of the BBC recent, just 22 minutes ago, that Russia is denying reports that Putin has rejected all of the U.S. peace plan. Have you heard any of this? It's almost as if he's just sort of, like you said, he's toying with this whole process. Have you heard any of the latest news?
Yeah, this came out of a Kremlin press conference today with Vladimir Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. He was asked, is it correct to say that President Putin has rejected the proposal? Dmitry Peskov said, no, it wouldn't be correct to say that. Essentially, what they're saying is that they are happy to continue talking. They will meet as often as it takes to get an agreement. So Vladimir Putin not dismissing it out of hand, but of course, his critics would say that is Vladimir Putin's way of stalling for time by saying that he's willing to keep talking about something but not actually making any compromises.
You talked about NATO and the stakes of that as an offshoot of all this, and how is Europe lining up, and how is the UK sizing things up right now?
Well, a lot of European leaders, in big picture, they worry that if Russia gets what it wants out of Ukraine, if they are the victors after this negotiation, they will be emboldened. They will threaten other countries. And they're saying that this is not entirely theoretical because Russia has violated the airspace of European NATO countries with fighter jets, with drones. Russia has conducted sabotage in places like Poland and the United Kingdom, and also sent spy warships around or even into the waters of European and NATO countries. Mark Rutte is saying that it's not just Russia, that Russia is working closely with China, North Korea and Iran to disrupt our societies and tear up the global rules.
We're talking live with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage, live in London. Jonathan, how are things in London today? What's going on there?
Oh, things are pretty nice in London today. It's actually quite a beautiful day so far. I mean, the time is now just about 2:15 in the afternoon. Lovely blue skies, crisp weather. And we've got a visit from a significant dignitary. The President of Germany has just arrived today for a 3-day state visit. He is stepping out of a golden carriage. I think that's at Windsor Castle, and he's off to meet King Charles. So it's a day for significant events here in the United Kingdom.
Sounds great. Jonathan, we appreciate your time today. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
That is Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage live in London this morning, filling us in on the latest negotiations between Ukraine and Russia and all the different nations that are involved with that. And we even got the mention of a golden carriage.
I know. How often do you get
that? Yeah, that's pretty good stuff there. All right. It is 8:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Investigators in Virginia have identified a masked burglar targeted a liquor store.
Police say a notorious nocturnal menace broke into an Ashland liquor store north of Richmond, but didn't get away scotch-free. The bandit was found passed out on the bathroom floor, but will avoid charges. A responding officer says the burglar was a raccoon who managed to smash several liquor bottles, leaving a pool of booze on the floor. The trash panda was taken to the Hanover County Animal Shelter and allowed to sober up before being released back into the wild. No word if the critter plans to attend a 12-step or 12-paw program. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A Maryland man is charged with pointing a loaded gun. This is not a funny story, by the way. It's just hard to come after that one. Charged with pointing a loaded gun at kids singing Christmas carols. Fox's Gary Baumgarten with the story.
58-year-old Paul Brian Susie booked on assault charges after cops say he pulled his gun on 3 12-year-old girls when they knocked on the door of his Annapolis home and announced their intentions to serenade him. Susie went to the bay window next to his front door and flashed the gun. The girls then ran off, and one of their moms dialed 911. Cops say they recovered a gun, and Susie admitted threatening the girls. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Right now in the Wichita area, the traffic volume sort of thinning out around the Wichita area already. However, watch out for a slowdown. We do have a stalled out vehicle southbound I-235, and it is just north of Kellogg. So watch out right there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming cloudy, breezy, and colder today. North winds 15 to 25 and gusty. A high of 42 around lunchtime. And temps fall into the 30s this afternoon. Could see a flurry or two this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy and cold. Overnight low 19. A few clouds on Thursday morning. Then mostly sunny, high 34. Mostly sunny and milder on Friday with a high in the middle 40s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky. It is 33 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:16 here on KNSS. Here we are on the first Wednesday morning of December.
It's December 3rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is Disability Day, promoted by the United Nations since 1992. The goal is to encourage a better understanding of people affected by a disability to make people more aware of the rights, dignity, and welfare of disabled people. On this day in 2019, the 70th anniversary of NATO in London, the reception for the world leaders by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. Drake is the most streamed star of the 2010s with 28 billion streams, while Ed Sheeran's Shape of You is the most streamed track with 2.4 billion streams, that from Spotify in 2019. Born on this day in 1948, legendary rocker Ozzy Osbourne. Actress Julianne Moore, also born on this day. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress in 2015 for her role in Still Alice. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.